With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he believes both Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin want to end their war. Mr. Trump welcomed Zelensky to his Florida club Sunday after speaking with Putin by phone. And the president remains very optimistic.
I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues, but I think we're doing very well. We made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff.
President says a deal could be right around the corner.
I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had some times when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House. But I think they both want to see it happen.
There's a report now of a massive infiltration of Hezbollah by the Israelis.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Now, few details are known, but authorities do say at least 13 people have been killed, that in a train derailment in southern Mexico. A couple of helicopters colliding over New Jersey Sunday. One person is dead, another critically injured. And in the meantime, the NTSB and the FAA say they are now investigating. This is SRN News. But when it comes to children's spiritual formation, apparently mom knows best.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
An attempt by Israeli authorities to write a routine parking ticket in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem quickly turned violent as members of the community gathered to protest, attacking and injuring 13 police officers. Violence reflects growing tensions between Israeli authorities and the ultra-Orthodox community. This is SRN News. Voters have gone to the polls in the initial phase of Myanmar's first general election in 5 years, held under the supervision of its military government while a civil war rages. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Critics charge that the election is designed to add a facade of legitimacy to the military rule, which began after the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February 2021. Her party won a landslide victory in the 2020 election, but was blocked from taking office for a second term. Critics argue that the results will lack legitimacy due to the exclusion of major parties and limits on freedom of speech and an atmosphere of repression. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York City Transit System retiring the Metro card after 31 years. Gold and blue swipeable card introduced in 1994 to replace the subway token, which had been used for more than 50 years. Last sales coming up on December 31st. This is SRN News.